Thanks, Rob. It's a download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk with the Siskel Center about their big Oscar party, the Hollywood and State Street party that happens every year, the 90th annual Academy Awards coming up this weekend. So we'll talk about that. And Tracy Baim's going to join us, longtime film producer, journalist. She is in the Gay and Lesbian Hall of Fame. Tracy Baim is going to join us. She's being honored at the event coming up here on Sunday. Well, tonight at 10 p.m., Channel 11 is going to show the documentary American Creed. The film stars Condoleezza Rice and historian David M. Kennedy as they explore what it means to be American. What are our unifying ideals? In a time where this country is deeply divided, what is it that we all stand for that binds us, that brings us together? Through the one-hour documentary, these questions are explored through the stories of first-generation Americans, activists, and my next guest, Cubs manager Joe Maddon. Maddon tells the story of his hometown of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. He talks about his family, his connections to his hometown, and the divisions that are currently playing out over issues like illegal immigration and what he's doing to bring Hazleton together. Of course, Joe Maddon is in Arizona right now for spring training, but he joins us tonight on Download. Mr. Maddon, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So how did you get involved in this documentary?
How did I get involved? Well, first of all, by creating the Hazleton Integration Project. I think that's what qualified as. Did that in 2010. I went back home. I really did not like the tenor of my hometown at all. My wife, Jay, was with me for a Christmas vacation. And so I decided at that time to really try to understand what I was seeing. And with that, what I was seeing right there basically was that everybody was afraid of everybody else. Infrastructure was falling apart. There was nothing going on. And people didn't like each other. So I researched it as much as I could while I was in town. And when I got back to California, I called my cousin Bob and Elaine, and we decided what we wanted to do is establish a community center that would help after-school programs for primarily Hispanic kids at that time, but for everybody. And eventually it's morphed into where you got the Hazleton Integration Project. So that was the genesis. That's how it began, and that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, and you know, you talk in the documentary about how baseball has been a way, not just being in baseball and learning about other people's culture, but the game itself. I mean, you can get along with and you can overcome a lot of your problems and obstacles when you are all unified in one goal of winning, and it doesn't matter what your race is, your gender, anything of that nature, when you're all on the same team.
Well, that's, I mean, listen, a big part of this was trying to get kids together. I mean, it's hard enough to get, it's almost impossible to get grown-ups to agree on anything anymore. But if you get kids out there without any predetermined prejudices and just get them on the same athletic field, in the same classroom, in a post-school setting, I thought this is the place that we could really make some inroads. I thought if you get the kids together, the parents absolutely would have to follow. We've done a great job of getting the Hispanic group into the building so far. We just need to do a better job as somehow of getting everybody into the building. And because that really, that's we just described the Major League locker room. I mean, we come from everywhere.
Yeah.
We just signed Yu Darvish. He's from Japan. I got a bunch of guys from Latin America and guys from all over the United States. And we cohabitate so well. And I don't understand why, as a culture, we cannot pretty much engender the same kind of response on a nightly or daily basis if you just come together as a group with a common goal.
Yeah, and you know, you talk in the documentary also about Hazleton, and it's so interesting too because we've all as baseball fans, and even in your introductory press conference at the Cubby Bear, you talked about the Hazleton way, the shot in the beer. We're learning a lot about Hazleton, Pennsylvania, here in the city of Chicago. But you talk a little bit about the identity. I mean, your grandfather was a coal miner, and coal was a big part of what Hazleton was, and when that went away, the city and its structure kind of lost its identity.
Yeah, lost our confidence. I mean, you lose your identity, you're going to lose your confidence. A lot of folks moved away. I think when I was a kid, population was between 35 and 40,000. I think it's down to 25 now, and half of that 25 is Hispanic. So when I was a kid, it was primarily Anglo-European, and coal was rocking, and everybody had a job. Downtown was flourishing, and it was the best place in the world ever to grow up, absolutely. And then when coal took a hit and there was an exodus, and they created industrial parks outside of town because 80 and 81 meet there to create some jobs. And that's worked to a certain extent. But when we were in charge of, you know, when coal was king and there was a lot of prosperity in the area and a lot of fun. And so I think we lost our identity. We lost our confidence. We have to recalculate that and make a strong comeback.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like what you would tell reporters after a losing streak. It really is the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, same idea.
It's true. It's the whole community. What do you do now? We were Hazleton. We used to be the Mountaineers, and we were, you know, we had this great economy going on, and we had this wonderful football team, and we were our schools were outstanding, and everybody wanted to live there and prosperous. When you're a kid growing up, you wanted to own a Cadillac. That's what it was all about. So it's lost most of that, and I'm telling you, man, it's about confidence. The whole world revolves around the world of confidence.
That's interesting. You know, for you, how do you keep Hazleton, obviously going back and doing the integration project and being there, but for you and the way that you live your life and your profession, everything, how does Hazleton, how do you keep it close to you? How do you use your background and your childhood as an adult?
Well, every day, every day. If you had known me, I just turned 64, but if you had known me like even 40 years ago, say 50, I really believe I'm pretty much the same dude. I hold to the same principles and values that I grew up with. I came from an Italian-Polish background heritage, a very tightly knit family, big family. You honor the holidays, had the reunions, everybody visit everybody else, and then the whole city was like that. I was raised by my parents, my aunts, my uncles, my teachers, my coaches, all the mentors. Everybody raised you back then. If you got out of line, man, somebody was there to kick your butt or grab you by the ear. I mean, they kept you in line. I mean, they did what you were raised by the entire community. So my point is, right now I remember that. I really enjoy where I'm at. I really feel fortunate and good about what I'm doing and being with the Cubs and the manager, but man, nobody knows what it took to get here and all the things that have occurred for me to get to this particular position. There's a lot of work involved. There's a lot of failure involved, and you got to just keep picking yourself up. And I learned that when I was 10 years old playing for the State Trooper Eagles, playing football quarterback. You know, you get knocked down, you got to get back up. And that began in 19. I owe everything to the people that raised me in Hazleton.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon on the line with us. He's part of the documentary tonight that's airing on WTTW at 10 o'clock. It's called American Creed. David M. Kennedy and Condoleezza Rice explore what it means to be American. I mean, obviously, you tell the story of being from Hazleton and the issues that are happening there and why you did the integration project back in your hometown. But when you hear questions, big, lofty questions about what it means to be an American or what are the ideals that bring us together, I mean, does that get you thinking about what it means to not just be from Hazleton, but to be from this country and to be in Chicago right now, a town that has a lot of different Americans from a lot of different backgrounds living under one zip code?
Of course. I mean, listen, the one thing I try to do is never take anything for granted, ever. And what you're talking about there, being an American, it's about freedom and freedom of choice. The fact that we could, you know, walk out your door every morning and you know you are free, basically a free person to make choices and decisions based on your values and how you view the world. And nobody's forcing anything down your throat, I think. You know, that, you owe that to my dad and my uncles, everybody that fought in the previous wars, all that stuff. I never, ever take that for granted. I still, in my bag, which is sitting right in front of me right now, I got my dad's angel hat in there, and I also got his field Bible from World War II. And I look at that stuff, and you remember, never forget where you came from, never forget who came before you. And I think that's pretty much at the essence of what we're all about here. And the moment you start forgetting that, the moment you start taking things for granted, freedoms for granted, anything, choices for granted, that's when we were going to run into trouble. So for me, every day, man, I say thank you. I walk out the door, I say thank you. I walk into Wrigley every day, I look up in the sky, and I say thank you to have this opportunity to live in this country where I can be free to make choices. I can work as hard as I want. I can attempt to attain anything I want. And from the beginning, I wanted to be a major league player and then eventually a major league manager. And if you saw where I came from and how I got here, you would have been in that long, illustrious line of people telling me I can never do this. But you don't listen to that because this country provides opportunity every day, and it's out there if you want to take advantage of it.
Yeah, it's amazing to think about, because even knowing a little bit about your story and moving along the ranks to become, to get to your dream of being a manager and even the big leagues, not just with the Cubs, but in the big leagues, there is a lot of trial and error, failure, and having to start over, and a lot of crisis in confidence. As somebody who just preached to us about what it takes, confidence is the key to bringing Hazleton back, everything involved in it, how do you keep that confidence when things aren't going your way?
Well, I mean, that to me is rooted in experience. You have to believe in what you know, and you have to stay true to your beliefs and your systems and your methods. You got to realize it's not always going to be perfect. You got to realize you're going to lose sometimes. But if you're very confident in what you're doing and how you're doing, and you've been rooted or grounded in some really good teaching, and that's, we're talking baseball right now. I've had some of the best teachers and mentors this game has ever provided over the last 30, 40 years. So I've pretty much seen, honestly, so many, almost all the permutations of what happened in a game between playing in it, rookie ball, managing all different levels, roving instructor, all kinds of major league coaching jobs. So I have a lot of confidence in what I do and when I do it based on failure, because I've tried it on backfields. I've tried it in outposts, Idaho Falls, Midland, Texas, Peoria, Illinois. I've tried it all these different spots, and I have a pretty good idea what I think works and doesn't work. But you know you're going to trip once in a while, but you can't lose that confidence. I always think about the power of 24 hours. You could have an awful day today, but in 24 hours you could possibly have your best day if you permit yourself to do so.
As you rise the ranks and you're now a World Series champion with the Cubs, I wonder how, as baseball, I mean, America changes, but baseball is a good example of the demographics are changing. The athletes coming in are from different countries. It's not a predominantly American sport anymore. As a manager who's had success at the highest levels, do you have to continually retrain yourself on how to deal with players who might be coming in from different backgrounds or might be 19 years old and essentially continue your lifelong pursuit of having good relationships?
I think. And if I could explain this properly, if you need to remain contemporary in order to remain employable, probably the best way I could describe it to you. Now, I'm not saying you force a different way or method or try to change in a way that's disingenuous, but you have to be willing to adapt and understand what's going on right now. Listen, I listen to the Spectrum all the time on Sirius, my music every day. Love hearing the new artists. I think they do a great job. I think there's a lot of good musical artists out there right now that I understand and I know about. And then again, I'm not forcing it. I just like to do it conversationally with my young. I got young players, man. But I talk to them every day, and we have very good, open and honest conversations. So I'm dealing with 20 to 30 year olds all the time. If you put yourself in a position, in a contemporary position, and keep open minded and don't hide behind the old school thoughts and process all the time and be willing to make changes when it's necessary, then you remain employable. Yeah. So if you're willing to remain contemporary, then you have a much better chance of remaining employable.
Now, that's beyond baseball. That's life, right? That's everything that you just said. The documentary airing tonight at 10 o'clock is called American Creed. It's on Channel 11, starring Condoleezza Rice, historian David M. Kennedy, and, of course, Cubs manager Joe Maddon, who joined us just now to talk about Hazleton, Pennsylvania, the Hazleton Integration Project, and his life and American ideals, living in American ideals. Joe, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us, and go Cubs.
Hey, listen, man, I really appreciate you having us on. For the folks, check the show out tonight. It's really, really well done, and I'm looking forward to the next chapter of this whole thing. But when you give me this opportunity to speak like this and really empty my mind, it really helps me out a lot, too, so I appreciate it.
No, we appreciate it, too.